哈利路亚，奉耶稣基督圣名，我们在这边一起来查考那个真耶稣教会。
Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus, we are here to study the True Jesus Church.
那也很高兴啊，你们来参加我们的这个聚会。
We are also very happy that you can take the time to come and attend our service.
几乎只要是人，就是有拜宗教的这种心。
As human beings, we all have this desire to worship a God.
但是宗教这种东西有时候也很可怕。
But religion can be very dreadful at times.
在德国的汉堡那里有一个精神病院。
In Germany, there is a mental hospital.
那是一般的国家的精神医院。
Which is a national institution.
那个精神病院里面的那个一半以上的就是病人呢都是有宗教信仰并且追求宗教的。
In this mental hospital, about half of the patients are people who pursue their religion.
70%以上都是基督徒。
And more than 70% of these patients are Christian.
那里面70%基督徒里面的85%都是追求灵恩的。
And about 85% of this 70% of Christians.Are those who pursue spiritual gifts?
那这是因为有一个朋友，他在那里就一个德国人，他在那里工作。他说奇怪，这个宗教为什么这么可怕
？I know this because I have a friend, a German friend, who is working there, and he told me why is religion this dreadful?
信教不是好的吗
？Isn't joining a religion a good thing?
为什么追求有人要很深入的追求信仰里面反而呢发疯了
？Why is it that some people try to go in depth into their religion and became insane？
我们如果上过心理学，我们知道有些心理学是外面的压力，那你造成里面内心的不平衡。
If we have any psychology classes, we will know that some of the imbalance in our psyche is due to external pressure.
这些都可以解释的。
All these things can be explained.
但是唯一没有办法解释的，在宗教里面来讲，就是有一种外在力量侵入它里面。
But there is one thing that cannot be explained in religion, and that is the external force that enters into a person.
在大学的那个讨论课程里面，他讨论来讨论去都没有用。那个心理医生叫来，他说没有办法，这是外在有一种力量侵入，但是呢。心理医生又不能讲，也不敢讲，说这是魔鬼。
Despite all the discussions that went on in universities and the forums among psychologists, they could not pinpoint a reason as to why these people went insane. And as a matter of fact, they knew that it was the work of Satan.
所以我们有句话说：“男儿生怕入错行，女儿生怕嫁错郎。”
That is why there is a saying that goes.Men are afraid to go into the wrong career, while women are afraid of marrying the wrong person.
因为这是一生的事情啊。
For these things are a lifelong process.
如果你走错行了，到最后年老说：“哎呀，我本来是应该不是做这个的，怎么做了一生这个，都感觉很可惜啊。”
So if you enter into the wrong career, you may find out in retrospect.That you have made the wrong decision.
女孩子嫁错人呢，也是一生很不幸的事情。
And it is a tragic thing if a woman were to marry the wrong person.
我们查过，人生是苦短的，人生有很多重担的，人生要追求一个永恒的，永恒就是借着宗教。那如果你在入错了宗教，那你这个永恒就完蛋了，那你实在是比什么人都更可怜了。
We have studied that life is short and full of toil and labor.And the way to transcend all this is to find a religion where we can transcend above these things. And if we find the wrong religion, then we are more pitiful than anyone else.
宗教带来给人幸福，带来给人永生，宗教也带来让人灭亡。
Religion brings blessings and salvation, but it also can bring you disaster.
所以宗教有时候是很可怕的。
So religion can be dreadful at times.
所以我们面对的这样一个可怕的情况我们就来查考到底是怎么才能够让你得救。
So in such a dreadful situation, we are now going to discuss how we can actually obtain this salvation.
今天晚上我要来介绍真耶稣教会。
Tonight tonight, I'm going to introduce to you the True Jesus Church.
我先把结果告诉你。
I would like to tell you the conclusion first.
真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会。
The True Jesus Church is the only church that brings you salvation.
可能你听了心里想说奇怪，为什么这样子？
Maybe if you hear the statement, you would think that this is such a strange statement.
真耶稣教会不但是得救的教会。
The True Jesus Church is not only a church that brings you salvation,
也是唯一得救的教会。
It is the only church that brings you salvation.
这是我对，并且是我们对真耶稣教会的认识。
And this is our understanding of the True Jesus Church.
那我们先就，今天晚上就来查考一下，为什么真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会。
Now tonight we shall like to study why is it that the True Jesus Church is the only church that brings you salvation.
在宗教学里面，你可能徘徊在很多的宗教里面。
In the study of religion, you may encounter many other religions.
有佛教，有回教，有印度教，有那个中国的地方宗教，有各地方的民间宗教。
There are Buddhism, Islam, Chinese local religions, and various other religions.
但是至少你今天来到这里，表示说你是选择了基督教。
But at the very least,Because of your presence here, we assume that you have chosen Christianity.
那你也可能在诸多宗教里面，神感动你，并且你也做这样的选择，认为基督教是最正确的。
And among all the different choices of religion, God may have moved you to come to the right religion.
在基督教界里面有那么多的教派。
However, within Christendom, there are so many denominations.
大家都在讲福音，大家都在讲得救。
Everyone preaches gospel and salvation.
大家都在讲耶稣的爱。
Everyone tells you the love of Jesus.
但是他们讲的内容又都不一样。
But the content of their message is different.
有的是讲这样，有的讲那样。
Some says this and another says that.
有的是一些相同，有的是根本差很远。
Some are similar, some are very different.
有很多的教会。
There are many churches.
那我们来看看，第一个，我们要看什么叫做教会。
Now, first of all, let us define a church.
使徒行传二十章二十八节告诉我们。
Acts 20:28 tells us.
这是地上可以见到教会的定义。
That the church can be seen on earth.
就是神用自己的血所买来的人。
And this church is a congregation of believers who are redeemed by the blood of God.
也就是接受耶稣洗礼的人。
In other words, those who have received baptism.
也是这一批可见到的这些人。
And these visible people, congregation of people, is the church.
但是这个是地上可见到的，但是这些人十年、二十年、一百年之后会死掉的，但是还会生出来。这个呢是会改变的，地上的这个这些人就是教会。
And so the church in this instance is defined by this tangible group of believers who will exist for a certain time and then go away.
但是在以弗所书一章第四节以下，我们要看到一个天上的属灵层次的教会。
But in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, we see that there is an eternal church in the spiritual realm.
那是在还没有创造世界以前已经存在的。
That is a church that exists even before the creation of God.
因为那个是神在基督里面，在创世以前就拣选了我们。
For it is through the choosing of us by Jesus Christ before the creation of the world that this church is established.
这也就是在上的耶路撒冷。
And this church is the heavenly Jerusalem.
这个是以真理为基础，并且呢以耶稣为房角石。
And this church is based upon the truth as the cornerstone, as well as Jesus Christ as its chief cornerstone.
因为真理是不改变的。
For the truth never changes.
所以从古到现在，这个真理的基础也不会改变。
So from the ancient times till now, the foundation of truth will never change.
虽然这一代的人过去了，这一代的人不存在了，但是这个真理还是在的。因为这真理是从神来的，神是绝对的，所以这样的教会也是绝对的。
Generations come and go, but the truth shall remain unchanged, for truth is from God.
那在这个具体的这个教会呢，所组成的教会，在以弗所书四章第一节以下说，教会是基督的身体啊。
And in the tangible form of the church, it is shown that the church is the body of Christ.
我们来看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
这是保罗的劝勉。劝勉他们什么呢？
Paul's encouragement.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你们凡事要谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。这是讲信徒之间他们应该怎样互相对待。
This verse tells us how members should treat one another.
第三节。
Verse 3.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保持圣灵所赐合而为一的心。所以就是说要大家合一。
So here encourages us to be united in the spirit.
那合一的条件是什么呢？
What is the condition to be united?
谁来合一呢？
Who will be united?
第四节。
Verse 4.
身体只有一个。我们晓得这个身体就是耶稣。
There is one body, which is the body of Christ.
耶稣的身体就是教会。
And the body of Christ is the church.
也就是说，耶稣不可能有很多的身体。
In other words, Jesus cannot have many bodies.
所以在这样的一个身体之下来合一的。
So within such a body, members will be united.
所以这不是说每个教派合在一起叫做合一的，不是这样子。
But this doesn't mean that all the denominations in the Christendom will be united as one body.
身体只有一个。
There is only one body.
然后呢，圣灵只有一个。
And there is one spirit.
但是现在的基督教派里面，好像每个教会都在求圣灵。
But nowadays it seems like many of the denominations are seeking the Holy Spirit.
他们也求什么灵恩，有什么恩膏。
They are also seeking spiritual anointment.
那有人一些布道家说他们有很特殊的恩膏。
And some of the evangelists claim that they have special spiritual anointment from God.
但是这边说圣灵只有一个。
But here it tells us that there is only one spirit.
有些圣灵根本就跟我们不一样。
There are some spirits that are different from that of ours.
并且差得很远。
They are very different spirits.
到底这是什么一回事情？
What then is going on?
谁是标准呢？
Who is the standard?
在当时彼得他们说有这个困扰吧。
In those times, Peter, the apostle, also had the same problem.
我们看使徒行传第十章四十七节。
Please turn to Acts 10, verse 47.
使徒行传十章四十七节。
10, verse 47.
于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能禁止用谁给他们施洗呢？所以保罗来判断这些外邦人受圣灵是不是真的受圣灵。
So the apostles were here to judge if these people have indeed received the Holy Spirit.
他说他们受了圣灵与我们一样。
And here it says receive the Holy Spirit just as we have.
以我们现在来讲的话，这个保罗会被那个这彼得会被人家讲说这个人太骄傲了。
And if Peter were to make this statement today, he would be thought of as an arrogant man.
一般人就说圣灵的工作是无限的。
Usually people will say that the work of the Holy Spirit is unlimited.
圣灵是有各种不同恩赐的。
And the Holy Spirit has many gifts.
怎么这些人你们讲说这些人受圣灵与我们一样，用你们当标准呢、啊、
？Then why is it that Peter said?Have received the Holy Spirit just as we have, as if they are the standard against which others are to be judged.
但事实就是这样子。
But this is the truth, the fact.
彼得以他为主。
Peter was the standard.
别人说的圣灵，如果跟他不一样的话，他就讲说那不是圣灵。
And all other people who have received a different spirit from that of Peter are not the Holy Spirit.
彼得在这里说他受的圣灵跟我们一样，那他是受圣灵了。所以可以给他洗礼。
And after Peter said they have received the Holy Spirit just as we have, Peter baptized them.
彼得不但在这里自己这样说。
Not only did Peter himself said this.
他回到了耶路撒冷，人家就问他了：“奇怪，你怎么跑到外邦人家去？”
He returned to Jerusalem, and when people asked him, "Why did you go to a Gentile home?"
这当时在犹太人是不可容忍的错误。
Which at that time was an unforgivable mistake.
彼得这时候对他们怎么说？
Peter said to them,
第十一章十五节。
Chapter 11, verse 15.
使徒行传十一章十五节。
Acts 11, verse 15.
十五节他同样讲说，我一开讲，圣灵便降在他们身上，正像当初降在我们身上一样。所以这些人既然得到圣灵跟我们一样的话，那就跟我们相同了。
And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning.
所以圣灵只有一个。
So there is only one Holy Spirit.
彼得那时候以彼得为主的来判断是对还是不对。
Peter judged all the other spirits by the spirit he has received.
为什么彼得敢这样说？
Why was Peter dare to make this claim?
因为彼得他得的是真正的圣灵，并且彼得他有真理当根基。
For Peter has received the genuine Holy Spirit, and he has the truth as the foundation.
那我们等一下再来谈谈什么是得救的要道，彼得所掌握的是什么。
Now we will talk about the truth of salvation and what Peter had in his time.
彼得之后呢，在比较后期的教会里面也有很多的灵啊。
And after Peter, there were also other spirits in the church.
都很有灵验的，这个叫人祷，那个叫人讲什么预言。
And these spirits were able to make people heal other people or prophesy.
当时信徒也搞得迷迷糊糊啊。
And at that time, many of the members were confused.
我们看约翰一书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书四章第一节。
First John chapter 4 verse 1.
约翰一书四章一节。
First John chapter 4 verse 1.
亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可多信，总要试验哪些灵是出于神的，不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。所以这时候可见有很多的灵都出来了。
From this verse we know that there were many spirits.That were out there.
但是圣灵只有一个。
But there is only one Holy Spirit.
既然圣灵只有一个的话，跟你不一样的，要不是你错，就是我错，要不然就我们两个都错。
Since there is only one Holy Spirit, so if you have not received the Holy Spirit, the right Holy Spirit, then I must have the right Holy Spirit. Otherwise, we both have the wrong spirits.
因为圣灵只有一个。
For there is only one Holy Spirit.
如果你的对的话，那我的已经错了。
If yours is right, then mine must be wrong.
那我如果对的话，你的也会一定错了。
Vice versa, if mine is right, then yours must be wrong.
那要不然我们两个都是错，就是你也没有，我也没有，我们两个只是在那边空吵而已。
Otherwise, both of us are wrong, and we're just making empty arguments.
那我们看第四章的第六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
这边老约翰他有很自信的说，我们是属神的。
Here.Apostle John confidently proclaimed that we are of God.
既然他是属神的，他就说认识神的就听从我们。这个话讲起来好像很自大的啦。
And he continued, "He who knows God hears us," and that seems to be a very arrogant statement.
但是他讲不是讲他的做人，或是他的品性，或是他的修为，而是呢讲认识神的就是听我们，听他们的道理啊。
But he wasn't talking about himself, his own spiritual cultivation, but the message that he preached.
那不属神的就不听从我们。
And those who are not of God do not listen to them.
那从此我们就可以认出真理的灵跟谬妄的灵来了。
And he continued, by this we know that the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
所以这里我们也看出来，真理的灵跟妄谬的灵，他们的分别是什么？是不是要听我们？
So, the differentiation between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error is that the person would listen to the apostles.
所以真那个圣灵只有一个。
So there is only one Holy Spirit.
在使徒时代，彼得以他为标准。
In Peter's times, Peter was the standard by which others were judged.
谁得圣灵跟他不一样的就不对了。他说，跟我一样的就对了。
Whoever received the spirit other than the one that Peter received has the wrong spirit.
约翰说，所有灵你都要试一试，他如果不听我们的话，他就是不是真理的灵。
And John here also says that do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit whether they are of God.
不是真理的灵就不是圣灵。
And those spirits that are not of the truth are spirit of error.
那不是真理的灵就不是圣灵，那就是谬妄的灵。
And if this spirit is not the spirit of truth and of the Holy Spirit, then it must be the spirit of error.
那既然是谬妄的灵, 他可能也会行很多神迹奇事啊。
And since it is a spirit of error, it can also perform many miracles.
那一定不是从神来的。
Then it cannot be from God.
因为魔鬼撒旦的灵也会行神迹奇事。
For Satan's spirit can also perform miracles.
所以耶稣他也做这样的宣告。
That is why Jesus made this proclamation.
你可能嘴里说主啊主啊。
Maybe you are saying Lord, Lord in your mouth.
但是你也可能奉耶稣的名传道，奉耶稣的名赶鬼。
And you can also preach in the name of Jesus and cast out demon in the name of Jesus.
但是你所受的灵不是真理的灵。
But the spirit you received may not be the spirit of truth.
我们看马太福音第七章第21节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
Chapter 7, verse 21.
这些人实在好可怜啊。These people were pitiful.
他们可能用他们一生奉献他们的一生。They
might have offered their whole lifetime to Jesus.
他们也奉耶稣的名传道。And
they preached in the name of Jesus.
用很大的信心、爱心，或是用很大的热心来传耶稣。With
great faith, love, and zeal, they preached Jesus Christ.
并且他们好像得到什么灵。
And it seems that they also receive a kind of spirit.
因为他们能够行许多异能,
For they were able to do wonders and signs.
并且他们能够赶鬼,
and they cast out demons.
但是到最后来呢?
But what happened ultimately?
耶稣说,我从来不认识你们啊, 你们从哪里来的? 我从来不认识你们。
Jesus declared to them, I never knew you.
从第一天开始, 你奉耶稣的名做这些事, 耶稣根本就不认识你。
From the very first day you perform all these things in my name, I never knew you.
这些人好像很好心。
It seemed that these people were good-hearted.
奉耶稣的名传道。
By all the things they have done in the name of Jesus.
并且有能力赶鬼，有能力行异能，可能行了不少。 并且这样的人也很多，他说许多人啊， 很多人不是一两个而已啊。
And many of them had authority to cast out demons in Jesus' name and did various other miracles.
但是耶稣不认识他们。
But Jesus declared to them, I never knew you.
这很奇怪的事情。
This is strange enough.
耶稣不但不认识他们, 这些人好心还没有好报, 耶稣还说他们是作恶的人。
And instead of getting a reward, Jesus said to them, I never knew you, depart from me.
不只是说你一般你好心至少说你这人是只是太啰嗦了只是没叫你做你这个人自作聪明这些人不只是这样子啊耶稣还说他是作恶的
These people were not just not called by Jesus to do these things They were also people who practiced lawlessness
他们的作恶不在于不是说因为他们奉耶稣的名传道奉耶稣的名赶鬼或是行许多异能不是这个
Their lawlessness is not shown in the fact that they cast out demons and perform many wonders and miracles in Jesus' name.
他们心很好。
They are good-hearted.
他们很有奉献。
And they have the spirit of sacrifice.
这些作恶的人就是没有遵行天父的旨意。
But they practice lawlessness because they do not follow the will of the Heavenly Father.
那天父的旨意又是什么?
What is the will of the Heavenly Father?
我们再回来看以弗所书第十章。
Now let's return to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第十章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
看第四节。
Verse 4.
身体只有一个，就是教会只有一个。
There is only one body, one church.
圣灵只有一个，就是说。 一个也是说一种然后没有说得圣灵是两种圣灵的
There is one spirit, one kind of spirit, not two kinds of spirit.
那正如你们蒙召，这就是蒙召之后，在这样同一个圣灵、同一个教会、同一个圣灵之下，有以下的五个内容。
Just as you were called in one hope of your calling, and this calling is in reference to the five things mentioned below.
第一个就是一种指望。
First of all, one hope.
圣经告诉我们，指望就是以后到天国。
The Bible tells us that this hope is to enter into eternal kingdom.
就是在世界末日之后，我们要到了新天新地。
In other words, after the end of the world, we shall enter into the new heaven and earth.
有人信宗教想上西天，或是超越轮回，那就不是同样的指望了。
Some people try to receive salvation to enter into a euphoric world, or to transcend reincarnation, but these should not be the goal of receiving this hope.
有人信耶稣，想说在地上建立的一个耶和华的王国。
And there are some people who believe in Jesus Christ, hoping to establish an eternal kingdom on earth.
这也就不是不同样的指望，既然不同样的指望的话，就不对了。
And this is not the hope mentioned here, and it is thus not the right hope.
一族。
One Lord.
这个族，我们就是说耶稣。
Lord refers to Jesus Christ.
耶稣也就是神。
Jesus is God.
那他也是独一的神。
He is the only God.
然后一信。
One faith.
一种信仰。
One kind of faith.
不是信这样或是信那样都对。
You do not believe in different things and are still right.
一洗。
One baptism.
就是一种的洗礼。
There is only one kind of baptism.
圣经告诉我们，就是起来洗礼，洗去你的罪，赦罪的洗礼。
The Bible describes baptism as such. Get up, be baptized to wash away your sins.
不是说你讲象征也对。
It doesn't mean that you think of baptism as symbolism and you are right.
这边所讲一神。
Here it talks about one God.
圣经里面所讲的是独一真神。
The God mentioned in the Bible is the one true God.
而不是人的理论发展出来的三位一体的神。
It's not Trinity.
那这样的话，我们就可以知道检查这内容是不是合乎这些呢
？And so we can look into the content of a gospel and see if they meet this criteria.
如果是的话，那是真正的教会了。
If they do meet this criteria, then it is the gospel preached by the true church.
如果是的话，这个教会就是神的教会。
If affirmative, this church is the church of God.
那既然是神的教会，是耶稣的身体。
And if it is the church of God, it is the body of Christ.
那耶稣的身体只有一个，所以教会只能一个。
And since there is only one body of Christ, there must be only one true church.
讲到这里，我们不禁我们要发问几个问题。
And till now, we may have many questions.
我们就讲，这些教派都是肢体嘛。
Now, all these different denominations are part of the body of Christ.
大家拜耶稣嘛。
While everyone worships Jesus,
以互相以爱来互相联合啊
，and we should be united in love.
耶稣的爱超过了宗派
，Jesus' love transcends any denomination.
耶稣的爱超过人的内心的狭隘
，Jesus' love will overcome all limited love in human hearts.
神的心、神的意念比人的心、比人的意念大，所以神是包容一切的
The things.And the thinking and thoughts of God are far greater than that of man, and God will accommodate all religions or all denominations.
不要患狭隘症。
Don't be so narrow-minded and exclusive.
爱是包容的。
Love is to contain everything.
那不要再分教派了。
So don't ever have the idea of having different denominations.
并且现在也是一个合众派的时期了。
And this is also the time when different denominations will combine.
这听起来很感动人哦。
This argument sounds very alluring.
他们也引用哥林多前书第十二章。
And these people will also cite 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们看哥林多前书十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章第十。第一节以下这是讲恩赐圣灵一位恩赐有不同
First Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1 on talks about spiritual gifts
你会这样，我会这样子，大家，这是圣灵随意给个人的。
And these spiritual gifts are given to different people through the will of the Holy Spirit.
十二章我们看十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
说就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体啊，而且肢体虽多，能是一个身子。基督也是这样子，所以他们就讲，每个教派都是一个肢体啦。那基督在上，各个教派为肢体，大家不要吵架。
So some people claim that the many members mentioned here refers to the many denominations. So all these members or denominations will make up into one body of Christ. And so we need not argue over this point.
这种理论在宗教界里面也用引用了。
So this argument has been forwarded by many people in Christendom.
各同的不同的宗教都在拜神。
Many different religions.Also worship God.
每个宗教都是在拜神呐、啊，那神同样一个神呐、啊，所以大家都拜同样一个神，所以无论佛教、回教、什么教都是一样。
Every religion worships God, so no matter what religion you belong to, we are all the same.
大家都是肢体。
We are all body, part of the body.
你同意吗
？Do you agree with this argument?
当然，讲这个。讲说各个基督教为肢体的这种人呢，一定不承认的，一定他一定讲说基督教才会得救的。
Of course, those people who claim that only different denominations are part of this body of Christ will say that different religions cannot save you, but only Christianity can.
但是这段保罗不是讲说每个教派是肢体啊。
But what Paul here is trying to say is not that the many members refer to the many different denominations.
保罗是写信给哥林多教会，是指着哥林多教会。
Notice that this epistle of Paul was written to the Corinthian church.
肢体是指着谁呢
？Then who are these members referring to？
我们看二十七节。
Verse 27。
二十七节。
Verse 27。
十二章二十七节，你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。这你们是一个一个个信徒。
You refers to each individual member.
这些一个一个的肢体呢，就是每个信徒，每个信徒都是有同样一个指望，同样一个信，受同样一种洗礼，信同样一位神的，受一同样一个圣灵的这些人。
And these members, individual members, are the members of the body of Christ who have this one same hope.And the Spirit, the one baptism, and worshiping the one true God.
所以引用这个来讲，各教派互作肢体是错误的。
So it is incorrect to say that the many members refer to in verse 12, refers to the different denominations today.
这是人的道理。
So this is just human thoughts.
那再来，就又讲了。
Then there are some other people who say otherwise.
人都是人，人都是软弱的啦。
Well, we are all humans and we are weak.
既然你软弱，你为什么论断别人呢
？Since you are weak too, why do you judge other people?
你不可以论断别的人说他不得救啊。
Well, you can never judge if that person or the other group cannot be saved.
你也不能当神来审判别的教派，说他们知道做这样不对啊。
And you shouldn't play God to judge that other denominations are not doing the right thing.
我们看罗马书十四章第十二节，他们引用这个来讲的了。
Let's read Romans chapter 12, verse 12.
十四章十二节。
Chapter 14, verse 12.
第十节是说，什么都不要论断了哈。那从第十四章第一节就是说，信心软弱，你们要接纳了，不要论断。那第十二节是结论。
Verse 10 and 14.Talks about not to judge other brothers, and verse 12 is the conclusion.
这样看来，我们个人必要将自己的事在神面前说明。
So then, each of us shall give account of himself to God.
你就信你的啦，我就信我的啦，各个恩赐不一样啦，何必互相论断呢
？So these people will say that, well, we just believe what we believe and do what we should be doing, and let us not judge each other.
你也没有什么资格可以论断我呢。
For you are not qualified or in any position to judge me.
我也不用听你的论断了。
And I need not listen to your judgment.
每个人以后在神面前摆明就是了。
Everyone will give account of themselves to God.
其实这里也是一样，这是讲信徒跟信徒当中对信心的好坏不要互相论断。
But in fact, this passage is referring to the degree of faith that the members have, and that they should not judge each other by that criteria.
有人要进食，他就进食；有人肚子饿了，他想吃饭就吃饭，看个人你的心理酌量。
What Paul is trying to say here is that if you have the faith to fast, you do so, and those who do not need to fast, and that will be done according to your own faith.
这里不是讲说你传错了福音，也不要告诉你。
So here is not telling us not to correct other people preaching the wrong gospel.
加拉太书第一章第六节以下，这是非常有名的保罗的一段骂人的话。
Galatians 1:6, begins the passage, a famous passage of Paul's chastisement.
保罗这里心里非常着急啊。
Paul was very anxious here.
刚刚那个罗马书也是保罗写的啦。保罗说：“大家不要论断啦。”你好我也好，大家心里酌量自己的了，每个人在神面前摆明了，但是现在不一样了，因为情况不一样了。
In Romans, which was also written by Paul, he said that we should not judge each other and let each one of you give account to God himself.
第六节他说，我稀奇啊，你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩召你们的去从别的福音了。也就是说我很奇怪，你怎么离开这个纯正的福音去从别的福音？可见还有另外一种福音。
But however, on the other hand, in Galatians chapter 1 verse 6, Paul said, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel.
那个不是福音啊。
That different gospel is no gospel at all.
以保罗为基准的，这才是福音。离开这个的是别的福音，那并不是福音，是搅扰你们的，把福音更改了。
And so this different gospel is not the gospel preached by Paul, and is not the genuine gospel which were given to pervert the gospel of Christ.
保罗以他原来所传的那个福音为标准，谁传的跟他的不一样，谁就要被咒诅。
So whoever preach a gospel contrary to that preached by Paul will be cursed.
他原来所传那个福音是绝对的真理。
The original gospel Paul preached was the absolute truth.
现在是绝对的，保罗以后如果自己保罗本身传跟他以前传的那个绝对的真理不一样，保罗本身也要被咒诅啊。
Since what Paul preached originally is the absolute truth, even he himself, when preach another gospel later on, will be accursed.
所以第八节说，无论是我们啊，连保罗他们这些人传福音的，或是天上来的使者，连天使来传也一样。若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
So that's why in verse 9, Paul says, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed.
保罗这里不只是说更正他们，并且保罗咒诅他们。
Paul was not just correcting them, Paul accused them.
这里咒诅不是保罗咒诅他们，而是因为你不合真理，你就要被咒诅。真理本身就咒诅你。
Paul didn't accuse them personally, but that these people were cursed because they preached a gospel different from that which they received before.
保罗很急啊，他心里非常急。
Paul was very anxious.
他第九节。
Verse 9.
他说，我已经说过了。
As we have said before,
他还是不厌其烦的再说一遍。我现在又说。
So now I say again.
他一次一次的再说，不怕麻烦的。
He repeatedly say make this statement.
因为为了纯正的福音，一直要讲。
And he has to repeat it because he wants to preserve the genuine gospel.
他说：“若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。”
If anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed.
咒诅的话不断地从保罗口中出来。
And this accusation kept coming out from Paul's mouth.
这个就不是你跟他在不同的信心状况之下有不同的道德行为，不是那种的，而是为了纯正福音的互相 在比较当中就不合尊正福音的就应当被咒诅了。
So this accusation does not refer to the different levels of faith one has and manifesting different levels of deeds, but that they preach a different gospel other than the one that they have received.
在保罗时候也是很混乱的。
So in Paul's times, things were chaotic.
我们看更多后书第十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
更多后书十一章第四节。
Chapter 11, verse 4.
这里我们可以看到十一章第四节，有人来传另一个福耶稣，不是我们所传过的。
Here mentions that there is someone who came to preach another Jesus whom Paul had not preached.
所以同样的耶稣有不同的传法。
So the same Jesus, but different gospel.
那只有一个对啊，不可能说你传这样也对，那他传那样也对。
But there can be only one correct gospel.
或者你们另受一个灵，不是你们所受过的。圣灵本来就一个是真理的灵，但是呢，他们还有说另外一种灵，到底这是什么灵
？And Paul continued, if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, there is only one true spirit. So how can they receive a different spirit?
还有另一个是得到一个福音，不是你们所得到的。
And Paul continued, or a different gospel which you have not accepted.
在当时跟保罗同时存在的有不同的耶稣传。得不同的灵，得到不同的福音。
So in Paul's time, there were another Jesus preaching a different spirit and a different gospel.
那保罗怎样对待他们
？Then what did Paul do to them?
我们看十二节
，verse 12。
我现在所做的，后来还要做了，就是要断绝那些寻找机会，人的机会，使他们在所夸的事上不过与我们一样。第十三节。
13.
那等人，就是说那个传另外一个耶稣，说另外一个灵，得另外一种福音的这些人呢，是假使徒啦，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样。十四节。
14.
这也不足为怪啦，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使啦。啊，若他的差役啊，所以他的差役若装作仁义的使者，
15.
也不算稀奇啦。所以保罗这时候，他。跟给他们讲的说，那些人都是假使徒、假先知。
That's why Paul accused them as false apostles, deceitful workers.
装作基督徒的样子。
Transforming themselves into apostles of Christ.
他们是从魔鬼来的。
They are from Satan.
那魔鬼也会装作光明的天使。
For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of God.
所以保罗在这时候把真正的面具，他们面具揭开了。
So Paul pull down their mask.
以现在的很多以为宽容心人来看，这怎么会这个样子呢
？To many people who are very inclusive, this is unthinkable.
他们是传耶稣啊，他们是要得圣灵啊，他们要传福音啊。
Don't these people also receive the Spirit and they also preach the gospel of Christ?
但是在保罗那个时候，已经有假使徒。那个撒旦装作光明天使已经出来了。
But even in Paul's time, there were false apostles and people who transformed themselves into apostles of Christ.
所以，对于不是真正福音的福音，我们给他下一个评论的话，这不是论断人那种意思，而是呢，这是真理的审判。
So if we were to make a judgment against incorrect gospel, then we are not making accusations but a judgment of the truth.
耶稣也讲，我所传的福音要审判。
Jesus says, the gospel I preach will judge people.
信的受洗必然得救，不信的被逼定罪。
Those who believe and are baptized will be saved, and those who do not believe will be condemned.
所以在拯救的当时也是一种审判，不是论断，而是审判。
And so, on the one hand, there is salvation, but on the other hand,There is judgment of truth.
这是神的审判，神福音的审判。
This is the judgment of God, the judgment of the gospel.
再来，你会想说，有很多人也真的放弃了一切，很热心的在传呢。
But you may say there are so many people who forsake whatever they have to follow Jesus.
难道你热心会比他强吗
？Will your zeal be compared to that of theirs?
难道你的奉献会比他多吗
？Will your offerings be more than theirs?
这些都不是真正的。神的问题
But these are not the issue here.
保罗在罗马书第十章第二节这边告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 10 verse 2, Paul says,
保罗也承认以色列人当时犹太教有很向神有热心。
That there are many to God.
他们是自信满满的，以为说是为神牺牲啊。
And they were very confident in that they offered themselves to Christ.
但是保罗很可惜也说他们没有得救。
But unfortunately, Paul says they are not saved.
保罗还要向神求说要他们得救，可见这些心里热乎乎的、那么奉献的以色列人都没有得救啊。
And Paul has to intercede for these people's salvation. So despite their zealousness, they could not be saved.
因为他们没有真知识。
For they do not have genuine knowledge.
以人性来讲，我们替他们难过的了。
From human perspective, we should be empathetic toward them.
耶稣也骂那些很热心的人。
And Jesus also chastised those who are very zealous.
他们走遍了海洋陆地。
And those who have walked to different parts of the world.
到处去宣教。
To preach the gospel.
功效也可能很好。
And who have attained great achievement.
马太福音二十三章十五节。
Please turn to Matthew 23:15.
耶稣说他们走遍了海洋陆地。
Matthew 23 verse 15, these people travel land and sea.
他们可能比耶稣还走得还更远。
Maybe they have traveled farther than Jesus.
耶稣一生里面没有走出那个当时以色列地，没有走出几次啊。
During Jesus' ministry, he hardly walked out of that region.
我们没有看他坐船经过地中海到别的地方去。
We don't see Jesus traveling over the Mediterranean Sea to a different place to preach.
但是在当时的一些法利赛人，他们很热心啊。
But during those times, there were scribes and Pharisees who were very zealous.
他们走遍陆地海洋，到处去叫人来信。
They traveled land and sea to win one proselyte.
你会讲说，他还是神的感动啊。
And you may say, well, they have done so out of God's movement.
他也为神很热心啊。
And they are zealous for God.
但是主耶稣说，他们只是瞎子带瞎子啊。
But Jesus said, "You are just blind guides."
耶稣也一点没有给他们同情。
Jesus did not have any compassion on them.
耶稣最后说，他们每个人都掉到沟子里面去了。
Jesus said they will fall into the pit.
这是多么让人可惜的事情。
How pitiful this is.
所以宗教会让人得救。
So religion saves.
对，宗教也会让人很热心，然后让人掉到沟子里面去了。
But religion also makes people zealous and let them fall into a pit.
我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
在我们今天晚上所讲的，这些使徒们，他们都以自己为标准。
As we can see from our discussion so far, the apostles in those times made themselves.The standard.
彼得得圣灵是以我为标准，跟我得的不一样的就不对。
For example, Peter would think that anyone who receives a spirit other than the one he has received has have the wrong spirit.
约翰也是一样，跟我不听我们的就不是真理的灵。
And for Apostle John, those who do not listen to him has not.The true, genuine spirit.
保罗也认为，如果有人在传耶稣，或是得一种灵，或是得到一种福音，跟我们传的不一样，他就要被咒诅。
And even Paul says that if a person receives another gospel contrary to what he has preached, let them be accursed.
他们都是绝对的。
So these apostles are preaching the absolute truth.
他们的基准点在哪里？
Where is their point of reference?
就是在《使徒行传》第二章第三十七节。
It is in Acts chapter 2, verse 37.
三十七节，众人听见这话就扎心。
Now,
就是这些有追求宗教性的人。
They were cut to the heart. They refer to those who are pursuing for religion.
这个扎心是要追求永生的，要追求真正得救的人的这种扎心。
And they were cut to the heart. This heart refers to the heart of all those who desire to find the right religion.
他们对彼得说，我们要怎么行啊？
They said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?
你应该做这些事情。
Then Peter said to them to do certain things.
彼得说你们个人要悔改，你现在悔改。
Peter said, repent.
几乎大家都要这样做。
Everyone has to do that.
再来要奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
不是后来的人所改的，奉父子圣灵名受洗。
You should not be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as some people claim today.
如果你所做的跟这个不一样，以保罗来讲，保罗说这些人就要被咒诅了。
According to Peter, if you do not baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you will be accursed.
那再来叫你们的罪得赦。
And he continued for the remission of sins.
也就是说，你洗礼。奉耶稣的名洗礼的目的是要叫你的罪得赦。
In other words, to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ is for the remission of sins.
如果你只是相信说洗礼只是一种象征的
，If you think of baptism as only a symbolism,
要在神人天使面前象征着你已经从跟耶稣同死同埋葬同复活，只是这样的话，那保罗也会说应该被咒诅。
Signifying that you have a renewed relationship with God.And that you have belief in Jesus Christ. If that's the case, then according to Paul, you will be accursed.
那再来，你就必领受所赐的圣灵。这个圣灵呢，三十九节说，这是应许的圣灵，应许给你们和你们儿女，并一切在远方的，就是主我们神所召来的人，就是说给所有的人。
And Peter continued, "You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is to you and to your children, and to all those who are afar, as many as the Lord." Our God will call.
应许的圣灵是给每一个人。
The promised Holy Spirit is for everyone.
不是说哪一个人有什么特别恩高，他摸了一下你就倒了，不是这样子的。
It is not just given through the special anointing of certain religious leaders.
圣灵是给每个人的，是应许的，就是说每一个人，你信耶稣，耶稣就把这个圣灵给你。
The Holy Spirit is given to everyone who pursues it.
因为这圣灵是要印证我们是神的儿女。
For the Holy Spirit will prove us to be the sons of God.
那这个印证呢是那个，就是你信耶稣之后，他就给你个印。
And after you believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will be given to you as a seal.
我们看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书一章二十一节
Chapter 1 verse 21
二十一节那在基督里坚固我们和你们并且高我们的就是神二十二节
22
他又用印印了我们并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据所以这个圣灵是赐给我们的当凭据的
So the Holy Spirit is given to us as a seal
那这圣灵是什么呢
As a deposit. So what is the Holy Spirit?
就是神的灵。
It is the Spirit of God.
这个神的灵在《使徒行传》第二章里面也告诉我们，是可以看得见、可以听得见的。
And this Spirit of God can also be heard and seen as recorded in Acts.
就《使徒行传》第二章的三十三节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 33.
所应许的圣灵就是把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
The promise of the Holy Spirit, He poured out this.Which you now see and hear.
我们刚所讲的这些，在真耶稣教会里面，真耶稣教会里面都有。
Just now we mentioned that the true Jesus Church has all these characteristics.
并且你也在真耶稣教会里面才能够真正享受到。
And it is only in the true Jesus Church can you enjoy this promise of God.
并且你在真耶稣教会里面才能够领受到真正这样子的应许的圣灵。
And it is only in the true Jesus Church can you receive this promised Holy Spirit.
那领受这个圣灵呢，就是彼得去哥林流家发生的，在哥林流所领受的圣灵是一样的。
And this Holy Spirit is also the same Spirit received by Cornelius when Peter went to his house.
我们现在在真耶稣教会所领受，也就是这样的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit that the true Jesus Church received is also the same Spirit.
只要你愿意。
As long as you are willing.
只要你有渴慕。
As long as you are eager.
你今天晚上，神要在真耶稣教会赐你这样的圣灵。
Tonight in the True Jesus Church, God will give you this Holy Spirit.